I am Rosemary Gathon Wanyoike, a sister of Mercy from Kenya. I have been a religious for 22 years. Before coming for the sabbatical, I had been working in our formation program for 15 years and therefore had longed for a break. When my provincial asked me to think of a place where I could go for my sabbatical, I took to Google and on the South African Catholic Bishops Conference website, came across a planned sabbatical program to be offered at St. Luke's Retreat Center. I then applied and thereafter preparations began. Finally, the long-awaited day came. I left Kenya for my sabbatical in St. Luke's, Port Elizabeth, South Africa on 7th April 2024 in readiness to start on the 8th. It was my first time to South Africa, and I thank God for what it has been. I left everything behind, my country, busy schedules, community, friends, family, and set apart time with myself. Deep within my heart, I was open to the route which God wanted me to take. Having come from an intensive work experience, I was very tired and hoped that the space I was entering into would provide a place for resting, healing, and rejuvenation. The timetable allowed for such. The content of the first week helped me to slow down and gradually began to engage with life as it unfolded. In this process, I was asking Jesus for direction in my life. When leaving home, I had no ministry or community. I was on transit. This state was not to last long. On the second week of my sabbatical, I got a shock of my life. As I was settling down, our congregational general chapter was on and found myself in a process that culminated in my election on our congregational leadership team. The least expected happened. I was elected to the General Council. This entails being in a team of five sisters to guide, animate, and inspire other sisters in my congregation who are serving in different parts of the world. It also requires me to relocate from Kenya to Ireland for the next 6 years. The fact that this call came during my sabbatical was very timely. I was glad to have a space to process the news and got support that would help me to step with confidence into the new ministry. Besides resting, most of the inputs and experiences, among them spiritual direction in the program, served as a preparation for my new mission. For many years in formation, without rest, I had been ministering to others. During the sabbatical, I did not have to worry about anything. I ministered to myself. I got time to be with myself and get in touch. There is a chapel available where I could go in and pray at my own leisure. Likewise, a library with very good spiritual books was set up. It was such a restful and nourishing moment for me. Regarding my preparation for the new mission, I found the content very helpful. Many times the session spoke to me, orienting me to the new role. The input on St. Paul gave me clues as to what to observe in leadership, namely prophetic, kenotic, and dialogic dimensions. Secrets of leadership became clearer. Likewise, I got a reminder that to serve better, I need to become aware of myself, look for my truth, and make a choice. The session on second half of life had great lessons for me. The key learning for me included an invitation to move from success to significance and focus on my strengths. This calls me to be value-driven, to aspire to age gratefully rather than gracefully. The essential elements that the people we serve are looking for were summarized in four attributes, namely authenticity, compassion, presence, and inspiration. Most importantly, I learned that only 2 days are important in life, the day I was born and the day I know why. The things the world expects from a religious come from a life well reflected and accepted. Only then can I give myself wholeheartedly. Why I was born becomes a reality in my service to others. I experienced a sense of renewal for ministry through the talk on baptism. Each session came to my ears as a missioning. As a priest, prophet, and king through my baptism, I become a bridge builder. God is sending me to build bridges, and especially now in the leadership ministry. As an ambassador of Christ, I go out as a missionary of tenderness and an agent of reconciliation. Equally, I have a new understanding of being a missionary, which is to be a witness, to make Christ known as a source of hope. As Jesus immersed himself in the crowd before his immersion in his baptism, my baptism too should help me to immerse myself in the mission. I learned that the first task of the mission is prayer. Just as Jesus asked his disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. Mission is lived in the church. Therefore, my immediate task is to go out to make Christ known by those who have not yet known him, encourage those who are already committed, and those baptized but not practicing their Catholic faith. What else would I ask for? This has awakened in me a sense of thinking church. In addition, I journeyed with 19 other participants and had an opportunity to experience diversity. This has been a life-changing experience, and I would encourage many religious sisters and brothers to participate in sabbatical programs on offer. I am grateful to God for this opportunity, to the Sisters of Mercy Kenyan Province for providing the resources for me to come to the sabbatical, and the South African Catholic Bishops Conference ongoing formation team for organizing such a well thought through program. I rested, experienced healing and preparation for my new mission. Asante ni sana.